Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, has been the subject of conflicting reports, leaving uncertainty about its future. Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation, says that stability in SNAP funding is vital as the program plays a key role in supporting dairy demand nationwide.
SNAP does. The Women, Infants, Children program is a major contributor to purchases of fluid milk as well as yogurt and cheese. So yeah, we're certainly monitoring this and would not like to see disruptions in these types of benefits. Now in November, we're kind of reaching the breaking point. I think with the results of the election, there's going to be more interest in coming to some sort of an agreement. Now, the question then is this a short-term patch that gets us to, say, Thanksgiving or early December, gets us to the end of the year? I mean, we're now in the fiscal year 26 period. So ultimately, they've got to pass something that's good through September 30th of next year. That's the fiscal year. And so the question is going to be, are they going to continue to do stopgap things to keep the government funded, or are they actually going to just get it done?
Once again, Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. With today's Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.